recording to the computer, you're if you record, you're not supposed to record to the cloud if you're a licensed professional, right? You're supposed to record to your computer and put it on a separate server that's not accessed by the internet. It's crazy. But most of us hypnotists and NLPers aren't practicing a licensed profession right now. So that's just something to, and the reason I'm doing this, this is Take Your NLP Business Online. I'd like to welcome everybody to this slash webinar, a little bit of how to do it. Last week, I did one, and because some people were calling me in a panic because their offices were shut down. They're in businesses, they're in like bank buildings or in office buildings where they physically can't access their business in here in the States and all over the world. You know, Stanley's in Hong Kong. I got people from India. The countries, a lot of the countries are shut down. And, you know, is hypnosis considered an essential business? No. You know, and in fact, I was subletting space from a medical doctor, and he pretty much shut his that side of his business down right now. Right? He's only seeing people on an emergency basis. So, you know, even if I could go into the office and see people, it's crazy right now. So anyway, a lot of us were in that thing and people were panicked because they'd never done an online session. And so they didn't know how. And again, so I did a little thing last week on how to take your business online, part one. I didn't really think about doing a part two, but it was, you know, for like how to do sessions online. If you've never done sessions online, how do you do sessions online? Right. And so we practiced and it was fun. Miss Nancy was in it, a couple other people. So anyway, the first thing you want to do, of course, when you're, if you're going to do some kind of webinar, some kind of class is, let me share my screen. You want to make sure that you pin your video. So you're the, only one scene. The next thing you want to do is make sure you go through and mute everybody on your call. And that's only
you're muted.
Myself. Okay, there I am. Okay. All right. So that was good. Whatever I said was the absolute freaking brilliant thing you've ever heard in your life. It was the key to happiness and how to be successful. Thank you very much. I'll see you next week. Sorry about that. But yeah, so I offered this class to teach people how to do things online, how to do sessions, because if you've never done it, it's somewhat overwhelming. And then people reached out because, as you all know, I run the National Federation of Neurolinguistic Programming. And, you know, people have had classes scheduled. I had seven that are all gone now. One is still tentative. HypnoThoughts is the only one that's still tentative. Well, the one in Washington State may or may not go, but I'm in the same boat as everybody else. And some people ask about my PowerPoints on helping the immune system. Yes, I will send those out. Make sure you email me so I get those out. So anyway, so that's why I'm doing this, because again, I have, you know, my business has stopped because all my trainers are not training right now. And they're not sure how to do this. And so, you know, so here's how you do an online, if you're going to do an online class, an online training, it's like a little webinar. So I'm going to do a webinar for you, right? And yes, part of it's a pitch, but this is how you learn how to do it. Because whether you're doing a webinar pitch, whether you're talking about you're going to do a class, whether it's an ongoing class, like a hypnosis class or hypnosis certification, NLP certification, or whatever, right? The process is the same. And so bear with me on this, because also one of the rules a friend of mine taught me, you cannot model what you hold in contempt. You know, so if you're contemptuous toward internet learning, internet this, whether it's therapy or classes, it's hard to model someone that's doing it, right? And that one kind of, when my friend kind of confronted me on that, it kind of hurt because it cut true. So you're going to do your online training. Now I'm going to talk about Zoom, because Zoom is something I'm very familiar with currently. I do know GoToMeeting has the same stuff, kind of like this. You could do breakout rooms. You know, you could do all kinds of things. And you can share the screen. And so right now, I'm going to share the screen and the sound and bring up my one power, not that PowerPoint. This is Take Your Business Online. Okay. And there we go. I want to close this one. Boom. Okay. All right. Okay. Share my screen. Boom. All right. So can everybody see the screen? Yes. It says take your business online. Great. Now when you're doing this, it's kind of fun. Let's say I was going to be doing a traditional like NLP class. It's the same process. So bear with me. I'm going to do the pitch so you see how to do a pitch. Because if you're going to learn how to do an online class, one of the things you have to learn how to do is pitch your online class, right? You can't just, you might have some students already signed up. Great. You know, but the great thing about what we're doing is taking it to a new market. Now, a lot of times when I first start, I know Charles been in a few classes, Nancy, a few other people. Oh, hey, there's Mr. LaBrie. How are you doing? See, I got a lot of people. Carolyn, a lot of people here. Usually if you have low bandwidth, here's a tip. If you have low bandwidth, you might want to tell everybody to mute, not just mute their sound so it doesn't click over, but to turn off their video camera because it eats up bandwidth from what I was explained. My wife went in and changed our server thing, so we have super fast bandwidth, so I'm not worried about it. But again, one of the first things you want to do is make sure you pin your own Bob LaBrie says he does business. Yes, this would work for that. So we got like, it's one of the fastest you can get bandwidths. So if you're really going to teach a lot online, you want to get one of the faster bandwidths, like 150 upload and 150 mega, whatever it is, upload and download. I think I've got 500 because you don't want your thing pixelating. And right now, yes, the whole world is kind of crashing systems. Zoom's having some issues, but I'm going to keep using it. And again, the next thing you want to do is make sure you pin your own video so you stay in the thing. And then I always use PowerPoints because I think people get tired of talking heads. I know there's some clash on that. I also use PowerPoints myself because it keeps me on track. Those of you who've been in my live classes know I can kind of thing. So how do you take your business online, right? Well, first of all, if you want to contact me, it's nfnlp.com, nfnlp.com. If you want to follow me on Twitter, it's Dr. Will at Real NLP. Instagram, it's Dr. Will Horton. Facebook, just look me up. I'm on there somewhere. I'm working on getting, especially my trainers will have my WhatsApp thing. Note to everybody, if you're going to start doing online trainings, you want to make sure you're constantly put up all your contact info. Try to get your students to follow you on Twitter, Instagram, every place that you're working. So, you know, why don't people do this, right? Because we have a certain way in our heads of thinking how we have to do things, right? Tough crowd. I'm here till Friday. So can online learning be as effective as in the classroom, right? Well, some of the research says it can actually be more effective, online or home-based learning, because you can, especially if it's recorded, you can repeat it. As we all know, you come to an NLP class and 4 days, I don't care if it's 4 days or 40 days, if you don't practice the skills when you get home, what's going to happen, right? Do you dream of having an online course to be the person you know you can be? Do you need to be free from the fear of the online world? If you haven't, not everybody has it, right? But you know it can be done. Maybe you've tried in vain or you don't know how. So and we can look at certain organizations. They've denied it. They've avoided it. They've pushed it off into the future. And guess what? The future's kicked them in the gonad, so to speak, right? They kept putting it in, soon we'll do it. Soon we'll do it. Suddenly everything shuts down. Now they're, you know, like a lot of us, they're behind the curve, you know? And then what happens, you always stay back in the old way, you know? And I've done this. I've helped people learn how to do sessions online. Now I'm going to help people learn how to do classes online. So why do you fail, right? Well, I've done a lot of things right over the years, right? I've done a lot of things wrong. And especially with this, right? First thing, if you're going to do a call, always make sure you're ready to do the call, right? It depends on what kind of business this man is in, but, you know, and if he's facing the other way, we'd see if the carpet matched the drapes, but that's another question for another day. Now, one reason I'm doing this, ladies and gentlemen, those of you that know me, and a lot of you have personally a lot of experience with me in classes, this is how I would teach in class, is it not? I don't change how I teach online much than I'm going to do it in a classroom, right? Except now I got even cooler pictures, right? So, you know, I've discovered the hard way. Well, the good news is you get the easy way. And yes, if you decide to stay with me and do this, I'll send you, this is a really cool PowerPoint that it's a pitch PowerPoint that I paid a lot of money for a couple years ago to pitch classes, right? It's kind of a format, right? So the hard way, most people try in vain to go online because again, if you don't know how, you don't know how. You don't know what you don't know. And so we stick with traditional in-house classes and only in-house treatment. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's a new world, you know, and everybody says when we go back to normal, my big question to everybody is what's the new normal going to be, right? What's the new normal going to be? And I'll talk a little bit about that. And so, you know, we'll always use the old methods, right? You know, I was traditional, you know, I only did live trainings. And then I learned a different way to do it. And I'll thank one of my old friends. He's passed away a few years, I think 4 years now, something like that. Jerry Kine. I was at Jerry Kine's place in Deadland, Florida, as he says, Deadland, Florida. And I was going to teach an NLP class. Yes, I taught NLP at Omni Hypnosis for 10 years. Contrary to what some people might be saying now, I've got the videotape and I met Jerry Kine in 1989. But I was getting ready to teach his class. And of course, this is before the internet. It was 93, I think. And he goes, "Well, we're going to, let's videotape it." I'm like, "What for?" He goes, "Son, you're leaving money on the table." And I'm like, "What?" And he goes, "Well, I'm going to show you how to do this, you know, and we'll make money on it." I said, "Sure, I'm open to that." He goes, "Now I have to warn you, if you do this, people will fucking hate your guts. And you'll get letters from," because he told me some of his story. And sure shit, when I started doing it, I got letters from some of the unnamed founders of NLP, Richard Bandler, John Grinder, Stephen Connie Ray Andrea. I got letters from everybody saying, "You can't do this," right? Of course, you're contacting a guy trained in neurolinguistics, according to whom was my first question, but it changed the dynamics, right? I did the first online treatment center for addictions. That I know of, there might've been another one. And I've been teaching classes online since about 2012. And I was doing some coaching classes with, there was a coaching group. It's since I think it's merged with someone else. They were the ones using GoToMeeting and a few other things in 2012. As I just said, I was the first to offer video NLP training and doing online coaching since about 2011. So I've been doing it a while. So why do we want to do this? Well, we want to adapt or we will disappear. That's it. That's the end of the line, right? And we can always think of Blockbuster, you know, was the biggest thing in the world, you know, for the videos. They could have bought Netflix. They, you know, Disney approached them about doing some things, didn't want to do it, you know, and the rest is history. And I always think of Sears, you know, Sears, one of their vice presidents back in the early 1984 was warning them about this thing called Walmart. And the president of Sears laughed at him. You know, there's a bunch, they're podunks from Arkansas. They're no threat, right? And then of course, by the time they jumped in the game and bought Kmart, it was too late. They didn't know how to run a discount business, right? And of course, even one that has a good positioning, if it's not done right, like Radio Shack, I don't know about you. I still miss my local Radio Shack when I need some geek shit, right? But then when I get honest, maybe I spent $30 a year there anymore. But, you know, it's things adapt or you disappear, right? And the good thing about doing things online, especially teaching, and your therapy, it expands your reach. You become global if you want to be. I help someone because they're from India, and they wanted to do an online class, and it just had to do with they were doing a class where they lived at in India. And as Charles knows, and some of my, I think Seema's on the call and a few others, there's a lot of Indian nationals all over the world. And she was going to, she had people contact her, wanted to take the class, but they weren't going to be back in Mumbai at the time. Could they do it like somehow online with the class? Because she was also teaching it in Hindi, right? And so she called and I'm like, sure, you can do that. I'll kind of show you how I would do it, right? And, you know, so she had a hybrid course, which is what I'm going to, where I think we'll all end up, where you have 4 or 5, 6 people in the room and you're Zooming it or go to meeting it or doing, you know, one of the other things, and you can have 8 or 10 people all over the world. Now think of the power of this for like Stanley there in Hong Kong. If he was going to teach a class there in Hong Kong, have 5 or 6 students, and there's some Chinese nationals in Vancouver or Toronto, not saying that there's Chinese people in Vancouver or Toronto. That's an inside joke for me because I've been there. So, you know, it would be that. So you develop those hybrid courses, right? Or like Bob there in Maine, if he's doing a business to business NLP, he could have a few people in the room, but then he can have it on the West Coast if they're willing to get up early or that, right? Of course, all this would be dependent on time. So there's 3 secrets. First of all, secret number 1, why you're set up to fail. Secret number 2, probably what you know about online teaching is wrong, and it's based in your neurology, okay? And secret number 3, why you have to change from the inside out if you want to succeed at this, right? So number 1, why we're set up to fail. Well, first of all, we've been taught that the only way to learn for a lot of us is in a classroom, right? And when they first started doing online trainings or even any kind of remote education at all, how it was ridiculed and made fun of, you know, you couldn't be taken seriously unless you were sitting in the classroom at Harvard or whatever. So we're set up to fail because depending on our age, and I look at the group, we probably fall in that. That's the way we were taught. And all of us in the hypnosis and NLP world, we're probably taught that way, right? And it's the subconscious teachings we get from the trainers that those of you that took my trainer's training know I'm constantly beating my trainers up. It's the subconscious things you're giving your students that are so important. You know, if you have a bias or contempt for online training, it'll come out in your class, right? So if that's the way, oh, you can't possibly learn this way or that way, well, it's setting you up to fail. So then when you go to do it, of course, you're going to get into the law of expectation, and you'll find reasons to fail, right? So we're set up to fail. Secret number 2, the truth about online teaching is it works quite well. You know, if, let me see what the message is. Okay, I'll come back to that and ask a question. The truth about online, about teaching online. Right? The research says self-study and online learning is as effective, if not more so, than in the classroom. Because those of us that have been in classrooms, have you ever been in a classroom and they're going over something in the class and you're not really paying attention, especially in the day and age of these things? You know, you're checking your messages, you're doing something else. It's like, are you really there? So, and we're developing the ability to reinforce it because again, I could teach an NLP technique. You could do it in the classroom. If you don't do it for 2 years, can you do it again? But if you have a recording and you can go back and review it, and if that's built into your training, it will become more effective, right? Sorry about that. Let me click on this. Boom. Okay. Secret number 3. You need to change inside. You need to redo your relationship with teaching online. Again, if you have any contempt about it or you're afraid of it, it's going to set you up to fail, right? If you were taught that way, it would be the norm, right? So the new normal is what we're beginning to see developed here. You know, one person thought that when all this ends, how many people will question, why does my kid have to be in school from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m.? You know, he was doing all that work at home in 3 hours. You know, so I don't know what we'll see, but it's not going to be what it used to be, because bureaucracies only change by pressure, right? And there are people profiting from your pain, right? The system's set up for you to fail currently. You know, how many of you are getting blasted by the coaches online and on Facebook? They'll show you how to get high dollar clients. I'll show you how to get high dollar clients, and they'll teach you some stuff, which I'm not saying it's good or bad. Then at the end, they'll say, okay, now what you do is you offer a class on how to get high dollar clients, and you go out there and pitch it. Those of us who have been around this hypnosis world for a couple of decades has seen this come around before. Some of us remember, I'll show you how to make $10,000 a day in corporate speaking, right? And you go to the class and you add up the numbers. You're like, if it's that easy, why are you doing this class? Why don't you just go get a couple more high dollar clients? Why don't you get a couple more $10,000 speaking engagements, right? They're selling the dream. Then there was that whole thing about the 4-hour work week, which written by a guy that by his own admission works about 60 hours a week, right? It's a good idea, right? And then there's legal issues. People have legal, they wonder if it's legal to do certain things, or they fear the organizations, because some of the organizations are giving some negative pushback. And again, there's profit from your pain, right? So you have to change your mind to change your life, right? I love that little thing. I think it's so slick. I'm sorry. I'm not that techie. So when it works, I'm like, ooh. Sorry. So change your mind to change your life. And again, not knowing is not your fault, right? Mr. LaBrie spent 30-something years in the Air Force, right? The military changes under pressure, does it not? It's when bad shit happens, change flies, right? And that's just the way, and all bureaucracies are that way, right? All bureaucracies are that way. So, you know, we have to adapt. We have to have some changeability. And again, if you don't know, you don't know. Okay, yeah, 21 years. He was a master sergeant or whatever. He's the highest rated enlisted guy in the Air Force. I forget what that is, right? So let's keep going. So again, we have that fear. What happens when you first do it? There's going to be glitches, right? You know, unmute yourself, turn on your camera. What's going on? You know, and again, what's your attitude when it's happening? We may have people coming into a class that's never done a class online, right? Within a couple of years, that's going to be the norm, right? And again, we just got to have fun with it. So what stops us? Well, we have fear of change. We're not taught that way. You know, if you didn't learn it, you didn't learn it. Groups were behind the curve. A lot of the organizations, a lot of the groups. I'm a member of the APA. They fought online therapy until about 3 weeks ago. Why? Because I don't know. They just fought it, right? They didn't like you to do it. And now there's a movement afoot. In the licensed world, how are they going to handle the fact, you know, I'm a licensed psychologist in a certain state of California, right? Well, we're now seeing people may reach out from Florida. Can I treat them, right, as a psychologist? Well, according to some of the current rules, no. But then why not? It doesn't make sense, right? It has to do with America. The rest of my people from on this call from other countries don't have this issue. It is America. We're weird at ways, right? We don't have a national licensure for medicine or psychology, which if we did, it wouldn't matter. If I'm licensed, I'm licensed. I took the same test as every other psychologist in the United States that got licensed in 1998. We all took the exact same test, right? Why? What's the difference? But anyway, so groups are behind the curve. So it's changing quickly. And again, you don't know what you don't know, and you can't model what you hate or have contempt for. So if you have hate or contempt because you don't know. And again, don't step over dollars to save a dime, right? I had a mentor teach me that, right? I don't want to use Zoom or go to meeting. You know, Zoom's $15 a month. Go to meeting, When I was using it, it was 97. That was for the webinar version. I don't know what it is now. I think they have a cheaper version. I don't know. And then there's a couple of other of these paid platforms for meeting. And then people go, but I'll use this free one. But again, you might be stepping over dollars trying to save a dime. Zoom is pretty good at what it does. It's really good at the recordings for the video and the audio. The one reason I like it, you have a video, it gives you a clean MP4 video and it gives you a clean MP4 audio that are separate. So I could take the audio and put it over here. Like when I was teaching the people, the reason I use Zoom for therapy, I'm not sure if that one, the one that there a lot of the therapists use do this. I'll do the session like we're doing now. I won't record the first part. Then when I go to do the hypnosis or the NLP, I'll hit record. And then I already have the audio saved as a separate file. I don't have to go in, open it up, take it over to Movie Maker and rip out the audio file. It's all done there. It's easy. I can click it and go. Does that make sense to everybody? So that's why I use Zoom. And for $15 a month, and it doesn't kick you out after people want to use the free Zoom, which is fine. But if you're running a group, it will kick you out at 40 minutes right now, right? Because for a while they wouldn't, but now, they're busy. So, do that. So your first, if you want to get comfortable with it, offer some free stuff. I've offered that free natural antiviral session. And it's what I said last time. I'll send the PowerPoint. If you want the PowerPoint, let me know. I'll send it to you. Offer a free stress session, especially to your group, not just other hypnotists, just practice it. Maybe do a webinar like I'm doing on a natural antiviral, or then you can get comfortable. And again, if it's free, people can't complain, right? Maybe reach out to your current clients and say, I'm doing this online. We're going to have some fun and click in. And then you can, you can practice, right? And then you can and learn how to put it up on Facebook and YouTube. And again, the great thing about Zoom and GoToMeeting, if you get the recordings, you can put them wherever you want. Charles sent me a beautiful YouTube that went into the NLP virtual conference. If you want to make sure you want to get in the NLP virtual conference Facebook group, he's got a good video there. I just put up Carrie East, where she's doing the demo of using hypnosis and NLP. She had a port removed. It's brilliant. And she's doing a voiceover as she's doing it, right? That's the kind of stuff you can do, and you can get, and that'll build your online reputation. And so we just kind of did a short demo, right? Now I could take this group and do different things with it. I could break you out into small practice rooms if I wanted, right? Now, if you're going to be doing a class, the number one thing you have to decide is, how are you wanting your students, let's say you're doing a hypnosis or an NLP course, how are you wanting your students to demonstrate proficiency? There's two basic ways. One is, I could tell people like, Stanley, for you to do this, what you have to do is you have to have someone you can practice with, right? So then if I was going to do a demo of a technique here, if I push the camera back and I did a demonstration of like a visual squat, pick an NLP technique. So I demo it. And now I say, I want you guys to do it. And then if you have a live student with you, a spouse, a friend, someone you can practice with, just like in your live classroom, I could watch, right? I could click and go watch Charlie. I could watch Bob. I could go down and watch Helen. I, tell you, turn your camera on. I could watch Miss Carol in beautiful New York City. My cousin by marriage. Hello, Miss Carol, right? Jill up in beautiful Canada, Roland. I got a lot of people on here. Cool. So I could click on and have people demonstrate, right? And then what you could do, you could click on one of these people and say, Mr. Ivy, you could bring them in and make them the host. Or pin the video. What I'll do now is you're going to see Mr. Ivy, he'll be the main person. We could all watch Mr. Ivy do a demo, right? And if I turned off my share screen, if I turned off my share. Let me, somebody's, I'm trying to keep up. Yeah, I'll have time to answer a few questions. Right now, if I came in here, so bear with me. Some of this you can't practice till you go to do. Now, if I shop, now Mr. Ivy's got the stage, right? Now he could, let's say I'm teaching an NLP class. Now, Mr. Ivy, we would have him turn on his mic. Okay, Mr. Ivy, you're going to demonstrate the NLP technique. You're going to do this. And then I could click over to, you know, hope everybody's got clothes on. Miss Carol, I could say, okay, Miss Carol, let's watch you do this technique, right? All right. So that's one way. That's the way I prefer to do it. Have the people get a volunteer, someone they can work with so they can practice. So I could do it. And again, now we're international. Now we're watching Mr. Bernard fall asleep because I'm boring. tough crowd. I'm here till Friday. Anyway, so that's one way to do it. The other way you could do it is you could go down and I could put people in. Now, bear with me on this. I'm practicing this as much as I'd like to. So I could create breakout rooms, right? Like we have like 40 people on the call, so I could set up all kinds of breakout rooms, right? And then I could manually put people in a breakout room, right? Like in breakout room one. I don't know if you could see my screen doing this, but I'll make, you'll see the video, we'll show this, right? So I could put people in breakout rooms, right? So I could put, hold on one second. Excuse me while I get rid of my ego and put on my glasses. I want to just show you how it is. So if I put like Miss Nancy and Elliot and Rudy in a room, right?
Yes, but by the way,
yes. Room. Pardon?
Yeah. If I'm in the middle now, it's midnight.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. Hey, there, let me, oh, what did I do? Sorry. Anyway, so you could do all kinds of cool stuff with this, right? Right. And I'll go into more detail on this later, but that's the second way you can put people in virtual rooms, which is okay. Right. Which is okay. I prefer to have people get someone they can work with so we can watch them. And again, you can put them on the spot a little bit. So you could have them demo it for the class. Let's say we had 12 people, you know, and each person has one. I demo it, and everyone knows that they may eventually be asked to teach or, you know, demonstrate their work, right? Or hypnosis, if you're doing hypnosis, right? So that's the short demo, and then we'll get to question. Oops, somebody's got a question. Let me get to it. Right. Oh, Mr. LeBrie wants to know, have people unmute to ask a question or use chat. Right now we're using chat, everybody. I'll have everybody unmute and ask questions at the end, if that's okay. So anyway, that's kind of a short demo of a little bit. So how do you teach an online class? The same way you would teach a live class. The other thing, the reason you want to keep people in the session, and I've learned this the hard way, if you say, like, I know everybody has somebody to work with, and I just did a demo, and then I said, now go and do it, how many people will not do the technique? They'll take a break, they'll come back in the hour, right? And you can even just put it on pause if you're recording your live class or your online class. You could just put it on pause, the recording, and if you're going to lunch or you're taking your breaks, right? So you teach it that way. So how do you take your business online, right? Here's what I'm currently doing. Okay, question was, how do we use anchoring, Well, you could do two things if you're doing this online. One is you could demonstrate a touch anchor, right? And this will force us to use other senses, right? So you could, if you're doing an anchoring, you could talk about, as many people know, one of my anchors is this. I'm constantly going, so now picture that part of you that really wants. And then my click becomes that one, you know, and then the part of you that fights it. So now we have the part of you that fights it and the part of you that wants to do it. And eventually they come together, right? So you have to get creative with visual cues, right? And your audio cue, audio cues, right? So that's what I'm doing. And I'm going to teach more in detail as we get going. I'm going to do 4 online classes if anybody's interested. You know, those that aren't set up on Zoom, it's already in there. I'll tell about how to do it. You know, how to record the audio and the video, which I'm showing people how to do for the therapy side, ideas for topics on how to build your biz, ongoing support. This will bring you very high dollar return on investment, right? This is the key. We're going to have a private Facebook group about NLP, take your NLP business online. And it'll show you how to set this up, but it'll also become a support network because you're not alone. One of the things we have a tendency to do is think we're the only ones going through this. I'm also given a bonus. Yay! We always put bonuses. This is part of the pitch. Learn how to do a pitch, ladies and gentlemen. Always give a bonus. This is one friend of mine, guy I know that teaches you how to get radio interviews. He had a 3-session call in on how to do it. It's a really cool course. That's included because it's in the thing. So that's part of it. Right? Now, this is one of my, I like this thing, right? So you'll be thrilled to know that I had 2 choices when I was putting this together. First option was to go really cheap, just give it away, the old, you know, these guys giving away NLP courses for $7. Of course, I want to shoot them all. But, you know, and then sell a lot, right? But there wouldn't be a lot of value to it, right? Couldn't give anything. The second one, a little higher investment, but in exchange, I can devote more resources. And it also keeps out tire kickers and the thieves, you know. And I hate to be, that's the only negative thing I get. Our field has a little bit on. I have a lot of testimonials of this. A couple people on the call we've got that took the part on how to do your sessions that didn't, you know, Miss Nancy, Miss Carrie, Michelle, a few others that I've walked through on how to do this. So I could give testimonials. And there'll be coaching calls in this in the private Facebook group, right? And it's for serious people that want to learn how to retool their business while we're being shut down anyway. You know, not only you got to relaunch, you might as well retool, right? To make this a bonus part of your business, right? So if all I did was help you feel better, would it be worth it? Remove the desire to avoid this new normal and get started while you have the downtime. Maybe offer your first couple classes. I know Miss Michelle already did a webinar for her Hershey, Pennsylvania group, right? Which is going to give her some credibility for that, for her brick and mortar business when it comes back. And if it helps you stop the procrastination, get some self-respect and create a new life. So this is what I'm doing. If you're not an active NFNLP member and you've been an NFP member, you could get active. People not in my group, it's going to be $197 for active members of my group. I have mentors, people that I'm mentoring. I don't take many people on. They're kind of included in the group. When someone mentors with me, I usually throw them in every class I'm doing. You need to email me for info. We're going to start the class tomorrow. And again, we're going to grow together because one of the things I'm excited about is, again, it's we're just doing it to grow. And it helps you learn how to use your brain. Because neuroplasticity is proving you learn fast and you learn good under pressure if you adapt to it, right? And some of the research says that's one reason online work learning work so well? You know, yourself, some of it you can self-pace. You're in a comfortable environment where you feel comfortable, right? Which can add to the online classes I've done for things like addictions and self-development. Actually, it's a little deeper than the classroom trainings, right? And it beats that vicious cycle. And it helps you create a brain that's predisposed to success in stressful time, because the brain seeks relief and pleasure. And right now you're under stress. So we've got to help you channel that to get to where you need to be, right? And again, I'm doing it really cheap. So we're creating an online support culture. This is what I'm also excited about. We create an online group, and it's on a private Facebook group, which I'll show you how to set up your own private Facebook groups, because it's a great way to post your videos. People can watch them quite easily anywhere in the world. And it's going to be an online place for online people to help us all grow, because we're learning together. And this will really test that we're really not in competition model, right? You know, I've got whatever it was, 40-something people from all over the world. We're not, even if we open up a global market, we're not in competition with each other, right? We can niche our way, you know, in different ways. And this will be part of the new normal. So that is, let me stop the share. Okay, cool. So here we go. Are there any questions right off the bat, right, that I can answer? Okay, first chat it and then we can call on you. Okay, the first question always is like, what would the duration of an NLP class for NFNLP? It's still the 40 hours. Now, if you're doing it online, you don't have to be tied. If you're doing a hybrid class, you're going to be tied to, you know, having people in the classroom for like 4 days. You know, I know Jill up in Canada, if he can get some people in the classroom, he could do part of, you know, do it that way and then have the people online. So it would be the 4 or 5 days in a row. Or if you already have some students that want to take the class, but then they can't come in right now, you could do 2 hours a day, you know, 3 days a week. You could be as creative as your class needs to be. That's the upside. Because again, a lot of people can't come to a live class. Why? Because the time factor, this could open it up, right? But the only thing is you're responsible to make sure that they get all the training, because just like your live class, people may miss part of it for whatever reason. Someone asked about the fees. Yeah, I would charge about the same. I wouldn't go dirt cheap just because it's online. I would, you know, especially if you're going to do a hybrid class, you know. The only good thing we can offer, too, is if you're going to get good, and we all get good at hybrid classes, is you could say, okay, I'm doing this class in July. We're going to do this, this, and this. And then I'm repeating it in December. If you want to come to the live class, then you can have them repeat it for a very small fee, right? So if you're, whatever it happens to be, that's what some of the conferences do. Someone asked about the modules. Yeah, it's like when I teach my trainer's training, I tell people it's about that 45 minute to an hour is the best module. We've kind of trained ourselves due to television and entertainment. So, you know, break your modules up just like you would in a live class. Someone else asked about your training module or your materials, your manuals, things like that. You could just email those to them and have them have it. And I know I took one class, the person had them show you. I'm just making fun of it here, but I thought it was good. They say, okay, show me your manual. You know, that's the other reason. You got a fake background, it got a blue cover, people disappear. Uh-huh. But you could say, show me your manual. And then you had to have your manual printed out. So, you know, so when you told the people, you know, they have it. Because people might go, I'll just check it online. Then they're clicking around on their computer And thanks for the question. That who asked that question? I don't know who asked the question. Carolyn did. That's a great point, because you don't want your students necessarily, like if they have their Word document over here, they have to shrink this screen to go. You may get lost, and then they're going to drop out of the system, and who knows, right? And just like your live class, if they have the manual, you could say, turn to page 27, here it is. You know, you could get fancy and have it so you could put it up on the thing, or you could just kind of, for the beginning, let's just keep it simple and just do it like you would a live class.
Okay.
Stanley asks, yeah. Very good. Do my students bring skill with each other next to me? I don't get that question. Okay. Zoom, I use Zoom Pro. You know, it's the, that has all the options. I don't pay the extra for the webinar version. I think the webinar is another $40 a month. It has some cool whistles and bells that I really don't use right now. I'm not doing that many webinars. And their webinar version gives you the ability to capture more emails, send out notices and things. I'm just using the pro version because it seems to work. Vish wanted to know, NLP, especially for the first time, are the techniques as effective as the physical demonstration in the room? I think they can be, because I've done demos where, you know, with big groups online for like podcasts, and I'll do a demo like, hey, think about somebody you really like, close your eyes, picture that person, where are they? This is my typical NLP demo. And they visualize the person they like. Now visualize the person you don't like. Try to take that person you don't like, move them to the spot of the person you like. Most people's brains say no. Now they've just had a physical response to what we're doing. So that it can be just as powerful. And this is part of the new norm, right? It's, yes, it may not be as powerful as being in the room, but for right now, it might be just as good. You could send a hard copy of the materials. The only problem with that would be, what about last minute signups? You know, somebody signs up.
Yeah.
Class starts tomorrow. They want to sign up, right?
Well, it'd be expensive to ship up too.
It depends where you're shipping it to. Yeah.
Right.
So
I love your idea of just emailing it.
Yeah, I email, that's what I've done before. Here's the manual, print it, you know, and then just, you know, they can, whatever, just, it's just sitting there with them, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
So what I really want to do is create an online community, because then we're also going to learn how to, with each other. Some of this is we learn together, right? Because, you know, it's kind of like things in the military. You could train and train and train until they actually happen. You don't really know what's going to happen. But the big thing I want to stress to people is you're not alone. You know, all of us, that the first time you do a class is pretty scary, but you're not alone. There'll be people that are doing their first class. You could share information about what that's like. Oh, well, Carol says, you know, your emails, your materials will be all over the world. They are anyway. You know, I mean, what's the joke? In most of the world, copyright means right to copy. You know, it's like, hopefully, my email address is Dr. Will Horton, DrWillHorton at gmail.com. We'll grow together. That's where I was, because it's some of it's kind of new, right? And you know, one of the things I'll close with is we got a few people that are you could try to protect it, you know. I learned my horror story is I remember watching a video of somebody doing an NLP course, and part of it was, their exact words were, I learned this, I came up with this technique when I was teaching the NLP master practitioner at the National Guild of Hypnotists in, when it used to be in Marlborough, Massachusetts, or Nashua, New Hampshire. And when I watched it, I thought, that's interesting. I'm the only guy to ever teach NLP at the National Guild of Hypnotists. I know I'm the only guy to ever teach the master course. And they didn't even change. What they must have done is just got a transcription of my videos. They just read it, you know? So yeah, that's going to happen. So anyway, we're all growing together. Now I got off on a sidetrack. Try to protect your materials and ask the students to, most people are honest. That's the way I go with it. Do you train one day and have questions and answer 2 days later? This is up to you. Now we're getting the questions people asking about how do you do it, right? You could do, like you say, do 1 weekend, like do 4 hours. Maybe not do the whole day instead of, like, you know how it's a 4-day class. Let's say you're going to do it in 4 long days. So you decide to do 6 half days. So you could do a half day and then follow up, check up on the half day. How are things going? What did you learn? Da 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 da. And then keep going back and forth, right? Keep going back and forth. And it's up to you. Now we can get creative on how you do it. Maybe you teach 1 or 2 techniques and then have the clients, they demonstrate it. So, okay, we see you. Now go forth and practice. Then have them come back and maybe spend, let's say you're doing a 4-hour course. The first hour is, where did you do it? Who did you do it with? Things like that. Oh, good question is, people are offering some online classes. What's going to happen when the virus thing ends? I think people will start offering both. I think the horse has left the barn, as we say. You're not getting it back in very easy, right? I think people will start offering hybrid classes. And again, just from a business model, you know, you could have 5 people in here in beautiful Venice, Florida. I could be teaching a class and I could have 6 all over the world. Right. Or Carol's a beautiful example. Carol up in New York, she gets people flying in. It's New York. It's easy to fly into, right? Or people I got in Vegas or Orlando. It's an easy target market, right? So people might fly in, but then you can still offer it online. I'm going to be teaching a 2-day Essentials of NLP for the International Association of Counselors of Therapists in a couple of weeks. So that's going to be fun, you know? So someone asked about how do you teach interactivity online? The easiest way is you have them, they have to have the responsibility of having somebody to practice with. So they bring somebody in that they can practice with. The only negative is they don't have it done to them. So what I've done a couple of times is I'll demonstrate it, right? And with someone, and then they practice on each other, or they practice on the person they brought in, or if I put them in a group and they're going to practice on each other in a breakout room, then I'll do the whole group. Somebody asked, are they the same prices? Again, I would keep them pretty close. So, we could do that. So, you know, I don't want to keep everybody all day. I'll post this on my Take Your NLP Biz Online for my NFNLP group. I'll put it into the my next e-zine so people have it. Let me know how I can help. It's like when I ran the addiction process, I was always trying to help people get into it. So I'll do that if I'll do whatever I can. And again, I'll send that little PowerPoint I had. It was a webinar crusher PowerPoint, something like that, on how to put together your PowerPoint for a sales pitch. It's actually pretty cool. Thank you, Miss Gibb. It's actually a pretty cool little, and it's like a template, and you can plug in. You know, I've done it for addictions. I did it for weight loss. I did it for a couple other things. And I have a couple of different templates I will get to the people. So you can practice doing sales pitches, because, again, it's an online thing. You can just put one up, put it up, it and let it go wherever it is, right? And then generate it. And, again, if I hope you decide to join us in our little group, because we can learn from each other what's working, what's not working. You know, I know right now everybody's got a little bit of, a little bit burnout of all these people, like I said, offering these, I'll show you how to get high dollar clients, courses, right? So we can offer some different stuff. You need your, remind me, Charles, send me an email. I'll send you that PowerPoint, a couple of them. Quick tip to avoid, what was the quick tip? Quick tip, workout. Yeah. You can have check-in meetings. This is what Carol's saying. It's kind of like your live class. You can either become a Nazi about how, it's an overused word, but so controlling about how people do things, or you can let them kind of work it out on their own. And they can teach a few moments and everything and practice. And again, people are getting, because we have to, we're getting more and more computer savvy. It's becoming easier. It's becoming easier. People are picking it up just because we have to. And Carol also says, just like your live class, you can't let one student dominate. And if one person is not getting it, you may have to say, you know, this online thing may not work for you. You know, they're using a 1997 computer. That might not be the best opportunity. So anyway, I'd like to thank everybody.
Will?
Yes.
How you doing? This is Tom Doherty from Chicago.
Hey, the Bears! Sorry, I was bored Sunday and I watched Peyton Manning all day. So,
well, they're playing the old 85 team's victories from what, 35 years ago to us in Chicago here. But I just wanted to give you a little testimony. You know, I took your master program down in Venice about 8 years ago. And I just want to say I had a practice just involving mostly lawyers. I'm an attorney, mostly lawyers that smoke too much, drink too much, and eat too much. And you just wanted to tell them to quit being a lawyer, but they didn't want to do that. But I had a stroke in July, and the right side of my body was paralyzed, and they had a feeding tube in my stomach. And thanks to you and the work of NLP and hypnosis, they told me I'd be that way for about a year before they could make an assessment. I told myself I'd get out of there in 6 days, but it took me 6 weeks, but I walked out of there eating, talking, whatever. I have some residual effects that I'm working on, but I must say, well, thank you so much, because I had all this information. I could really venture inward, and it was very instrumental in my recovery. And I just want to personally thank you and anybody who's listening. This guy knows what he's talking about. And he can truly help you, and you can help your people. I'm not that anxious about this collapse or virus, because I went through it myself 9 months ago. And you just got to think positively and move forward. And Will's absolutely right. The horse has left the yard, so don't close the gate, you know, now. And this is the new normal, the internet. So we all got to learn how to use it. And Will, thank you for helping.
Oh, yeah. And right now, I mean, like, there's going to be an onslaught of people needing different help again. How many people have gone back to smoking that stopped smoking? And, you know, here in the wonderful state of Florida, most states, liquor stores are considered essential services. So are the weed shops. I mean, come on. There's going to be some stuff So get ready for it. So anyway, I'd like to thank everybody. So again, keep in touch. Let me know what's going on, how I can help. Shoot me an email, ask a question. I'll talk to you soon. And that's it. We'll see you as we trudge the road to happy destiny. Godspeed, everyone. Godspeed. May the sun be in your face and the wind at your back.